Hey, y'all. I'm Rima Khreis, and welcome to This is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace about life and how money messes with it. So I'm in this group chat with some friends called Boss Baby Bitches, and there are times when it just blows up. Like, I'd wake up in the mornings and see 72 unread text messages. Sometimes it's intense stuff, like a friend debating whether they should quit their job, or other times it's lighter, like someone asking where they can get a good curly haircut. But no matter what the topic, everyone is weighing in. Because group chats, they can often feel like free therapy, somewhere you can immediately consult a panel of experts who know the facts of your life as well as you do. Personally, I love them, and I wanted to bring those vibes to the podcast. So recently we did our first live show for WNYC's Work It Festival at the Ace Hotel in LA. And for the show, we brought the group chat off the phone and on to the stage. And I loved it so much that I wanted to share it with you all. Just a warning, there is a lot of cussing, but here it is. Enjoy. In this segment for today's show, we're going to do something that we call the group chat, where we bring on some friends of the podcast to answer some pressing questions from our audience when it comes to money and work. So here with me on stage is Julia Furlan. She is a host and reporter at NPR. You may have heard her stepping in for Sam Sanders on It's Been a Minute or telling you how to make friends as adults for NPR's podcast Life Kit. also, Keisha TK Dutess, she co-hosted TK in the AM, which is on hiatus after 1,000 episodes. And she is a producer at Glitch and is the executive producer consultant for Here to Slay, which is amazing. Y'all are amazing, badass women. So basically, before this conference, we sent out a survey to ask you all if you had any questions about money and work stuff. And so we're going to go through some of them right now and see what advice we can give.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, no,
let's
I'm
go.
Extremely
okay,
ready.
Okay, I think this will be fun.
Ready.
So our first question, someone wrote in saying, I really don't like the way my boss operates. I don't like how he treats people, and I'm really bad at hiding that. I'm worried that I can't stay at this company because I can't deal with my boss, but I don't want to give up a good job. How do I deal with a shitty boss?
You that was really hard. I have a big face, and I have trouble hiding how I feel in certain situations, yeah. So I really empathize with this person. Mm-hmm. I would say that there's like a two... There are
Too
like
prompt.
Two things that you should do. And one of them is like deal with the situation that you have in front of you, which is like learn to bring your best self, even if you hate it. Mm-hmm. And even if it's really hard for you, learning how to sort of take feedback and give feedback is ultimately part of any job that you're going to ever have to do. And it's not super fun, but it's very valuable. It's a very valuable skill. And then the other one is try and find another job that you like better because I feel like I might say this more than once, but like people feel like their job that sucks is the only thing in front of them. And they feel like dedicated to working and like fixing the solution. Sometimes you just gotta say goodbye to a certain job.
Okay, so you have a big face. I too suffer from big faceness. And sometimes that shows on, first of all, basically what I'm going to say is turn off the, when you're doing the video chats, turn the video off.
Oh my God.
First of all, I got caught out there about a month ago. Sometimes it's the boss and sometimes it's just how they manage, right? And
right.
It's the shenanigans of the job and you're like over it. So someone said a thing.
Wait, and now I want to
And I was
story.
Over it and I was on the video camera being over it. I was like, oh. this was like a month ago, y'all.
Oh, no. You got to be like, I'm going through a tunnel. Yeah. I don't know, the call drops.
But
the signal.
When the job knows that they're effing up, they can't flag you on that, right? Like, my reaction was a natural reaction, and I should have conducted myself better.
Did they notice?
They did notice. Mm-hmm. And also, I was right. in a room with humans. So people in the room noticed, but also, and then I had to go back, and I thought about it a lot. I was like, okay.
Oh, do you address this?
I didn't address it with them. No. Forget them. I'm fine. Look at me. I'm still working. but I thought about it with myself, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, am I bringing my A game? Am I bringing my best self? What is it about that moment that irked me? What is it about that person that mm-hmm. said it that bothered me? How can I produce, fix it for myself? Forget about how can I fix it for them, because mm-hmm. a hierarchy is going to work how it's designed to work, and it's not designed to help me be efficient, right? Mm-hmm. So how can I be efficient in this hierarchy? Mm-hmm. So I had to fix my face. So now on those cams, I turn the cams off. Also in the room, I'm trying to be chill. I'm just like, you know what? Let it go. Because mm-hmm. this thing that they're talking about, while it affects me and what I'm trying to bring to this company, it is also not worth this.
Right, because then that just distracts you more. Moment. It's like you're right. not trying to, yeah. yeah.
There's also like something that you just said I think is important to highlight, which is that like sometimes in the moment you feel panicked mm-hmm. and you feel like you're going to have to address it right now mm-hmm. or you feel like you want to be your authentic self, like you would at home with your friends or whatever. Yeah. There is a lot to be said for sort of processing something not in that moment and then bringing a tighter, more researched and sort of like smarter story later on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is something to be said. It doesn't mean that you lose if you just come back with a right. different kind of feedback.
Well, also you can like try to be constructive about it too, yeah. right? Like you can approach your boss and be like, hey, like I just want to be clear. Like what are your preferences on communicating? Like what do you need? This is yeah. what I need. This is what I need to be supported. And so that way at least you can like reset yeah. the expectations and like communicate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question, y'all. I have a coworker who is routinely late in completing tasks. Everyone is aware, and I have complained to leadership. Our entire team changes due dates to leave for 2 extra days to be late and make the overall deadline. Our VP has suggested I speak with her directly when she's late to let her know she hurts my workload. But as only Black woman on a team of creatives, I do not want to reprimand her at all. That is not my job. There have been several general meeting announcements about responding to emails and submitting on time. How do I keep my shit on time and popping when I have to depend on her?
Ooh.
Fire her, someone
says. Yeah. That was my first instinct.
Really?
Like, how does this person have a job still?
Mm. Yeah.
And then that hit home for me, you know, as a Black woman. Mm. I do want an open and, like, receptive boss. But if you don't recognize that you have a job to do as my boss, to regulate the team, to make sure that we are all supported to step in when shit is getting hitting the fan. Mm. This shit is clearly hitting the fan.
Yeah.
You know, I as a Black woman know my role in history as the fixer, as the mammy, as the person. So how dare you as a boss, VP, whoever the fuck you are, ask me to police my coworker.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on me. So yeah. what I do is make sure my shit is on time, right? And if the buck stops at this lady, then the whole project stops, right?
Yeah.
The whole team doesn't stop for this person.
Yeah.
But if she is putting a wrench in the team's works, then she's got to go.
Yeah.
And but also, I'm not going to fire her.
Right. Well, so, okay, what if she can't leave, right? Like, at the heart of the question, too, is, like, how do you deal with a coworker who's just, like, not submitting their
not
stuff,
pulling
who's
their
not
weight.
Pulling their weight, right?
I name check them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, blah, blah, blah. Jane is not sending her assets. I cannot continue until
yeah.
Jane sends her assets.
Yeah.
Send.
In writing.
In writing.
In writing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I yeah. think that there's some power to that. It seems like also that, I mean, clearly, as many companies have, there's a management problem. And it seems like the VP is putting it on these, like, sort of, like, generalized group emails that are like, hey, everybody
yeah.
be on time.
Don't
I'm
forget.
Cool.
No big deal.
And, like, that is so unhelpful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The exchange for your power as a VP, like, you have all this fucking power. You should do your job like everybody else's. And one of those things is delivering not-so-great messages. I 100% one-up what TK said about just like, it's not your job as the only Black woman on a team
yeah.
of creatives to suddenly like manage this person who is fucking things up for everybody.
And in
yeah.
that moment, I'm always thinking, if because this has definitely come up in my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking, if you wanted me to do that, then I should lead this team.
Yeah, right. Give me That's more money, it. Give me right. a better title.
Like, why are we even out here? You know?
Right, right. If you don't feel comfortable approaching a manager or, like, aren't confrontational, there is a way maybe to do it as, like, a more collective thing. Instead of using, like, you statements being like, hey, I feel like we're going to be late if we don't turn this in. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you think we can do?
Yeah.
Which, again, it does, like, at that yeah. point, you are managing a little, which is, like, not fair.
Don't just talk to the boss, but talk to the whole team, like you said, mm-hmm. like, together. Yeah. And make it everybody's responsibility to check in on each other, because, mm-hmm. like, that's the only way. And when you see somebody being the only one, like, addressing a problem, step in as a coworker and be like, okay, I see you're the one that's flagging this all the time. Right. Can I help you with that?
And mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. having empathy for the person who's the only one,
right.
who in this case mm-hmm. is the only Black woman on the team. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would like, call upon all of the other people on the team to mm-hmm. step in as much as they can to uplift and sort of support the work of this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't take into consideration cultural aspects of dealing yeah. with employees and coworkers. Mm-hmm. Like, where did we come from, literally, right? Where does the culture come from? Mm-hmm. And the culture of being a Black woman in the workplace is, like I said, being a fixer, being a person yeah. that is mm-hmm. always gonna, like, make sure shit gets done. And honestly, now in 2019, we're realizing we can just sit back and do our jobs.
Right.
And that's what I'm out here doing.
Right. Mm. Good. Do your job. Say.
Yes.
I love it. All right. So our last question. So a common theme that we heard from folks is just love this. Fighting with men to get credit.
Oh my God.
So someone wrote us and said, how do you deal with male coworkers who ask to work on your projects last minute after the majority of the work is done, without sounding angry or ungrateful in front of your boss?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Have a collective groan. Anyone else?
Have y'all...
You want to start?
Yeah.
All right, let's
go for it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the feeling angry and ungrateful part in front of my boss thing, that kind of, like, weirds me out, right? Because we're at work. You pay me money. I do my job. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about my anger or my gratefulness. I don't feel grateful for something. I'm giving you my time and you're giving me money.
There's
so,
a really good line from Mad Men, which is, that's what the money is for.
That's yeah. exactly.
I love that.
And then the dude that's taking credit, right? Yeah. Or he wants to show up at the...
Right.
Yeah, okay. From what I can tell, like the guy is, like, coming in last minute, the project's almost done, and being like, so my work has yeah. been, I want to work with you, I love working with you. Probably, right. like, I sense, like, a little flavor of, like, coming in at the last minute and, like, kissing ass and then trying to get the name on the group
right.
project
that's going to get an A. Like, a boss doesn't know all the time, like, who did what. So it's, like, easy mm-hmm. just to be like, okay, yeah. yeah.
I mean, if I have nothing that's outstanding, then I have nothing for you, right? Okay, hey, Jared. I don't know why. I named him Jared.
Because
that behavior felt like Jared behavior,
feels right.
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Jared, I'm good. There's, you know, we're all lined up on this. Thanks. But if I do have something outstanding, it's usually some grunt work or some BS or something that I don't have the skills for and it's just not done. So guess who's doing it? Jared.
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 Give Jared that to do.
I mean,
go for it.
I will say one thing that is, like, it's not for Jared. It's for everyone. I just mm-hmm. think that being aggressively generous about credit is really yeah. important. So, like... Let's say that the project is like almost done. Finding ways to sort of acknowledge the work that has been done by every layer of every team
yeah. mm-hmm.
in every communication that you make is gonna, being clear about that
yep.
as much as possible mm-hmm. is gonna make it harder for Jared to come in at the end and be like, and then, you know, I went yeah. to a meeting. Yeah. And it's like, Jared, you yeah. didn't do anything in that meeting.
Jared, get out of here.
A lot of us, like,
J-Bro.
A lot of us work on Slack, so, like, you can do that, right? You can give yeah. the big presentation where no one gets credit, where it's the whole team.
Yeah.
And then you go in Slack, which... Haha, I've been there. I've done that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Cindy, for graphics. Thank you, Jared, yeah. for the bullshit. Thank you, you know what I'm saying? Like, then everybody knows what time it is.
Yeah, and I mean, it depends on your workplace, whether or not yeah. you're going to be perceived as a jerk. It depends on what people think of, so, like, I don't know how the team works,
yeah.
but, like, I think that being aggressive about credit, especially for people with less power than you, like as you go up the hierarchy, it is so much more important as you move up to credit the people who have contributed to the work that you have presented, and giving them that is like vital.
Yeah, and I feel like right. And you also have to do it for yourself too. I think it can come across as like boastful, but like, hey, look at me. But like, you know, at the end of the day, if your boss doesn't know that you're getting, you did something, like that's tied to promotions, that's tied to like assignments, that's tied to raises. So it's like, to a certain extent, like you do have to like be able to rep yourself, even if it's uncomfortable or if it feels weird.
And it is most of the time uncomfortable.
Yeah, like no one wants to do that. Like, you know, but I think it's funny. It reminds me of a story. Someone I know like wanted to get credit on an assignment, but they felt really weird about making it vocal or like making it well known. And so she asked like one of her colleagues, like, hey, I just want to make it clear that like I'm sort of the authority on this. Do you mind in the next meeting just like asking me questions? So it solidifies in people's mind that like I'm the go-to person for this, which is like one way to do it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Sort of like a plant.
You have to set yourself up to look good. Like you are sometimes the expert at the thing, right? But also people, because of the bodies we come in or because of whatever, don't believe that, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, you get a coworker that's like your good, you know, like the person you tell your secrets to, the person that knows where the bodies are buried corporate-wise.
Corporate bodies.
You know, in which folder it's in. You get that person to do that, yo, like to amplify you.
Yeah, exactly.
If we walk into rooms and don't amplify each other, then we are doing each other a huge disservice.
Right. And the more we amplify each other, like, the more likely you just create that culture, you know what I mean? So that you do also get credit for things.
I think there's also, like... God, Jared wants to be your ally, you know, like there is a point at which like people really talk about allyship as this like thing that they like aspire to do, but, it's hard. There's like no map for really doing it. And in some ways, like being direct and saying like, hey, in this meeting, can you, I need you to like ask me a couple of questions about this and sort of, uplift me in this particular way. That could be a way of making, making Jared into some sort of like ally into
a helper.
The thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not, Jared seems like
he's not interested in that.
There are some people that you can't trust.
And I just want to speak to the seeming like a jerk thing. Mm. So like there's seeming like a jerk and then there's being a jerk. Right? Like standing up for yourself, never think that that's jerky behavior. That's just literally that person is the jerk, right? If they're making you stand up for yourself, that person is the jerk. They're being a jerk. You are a person that's just trying to, they're just trying to live.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You're a good person. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All of y'all are great people.
Yeah. Fighting for credit is really hard though. And I think that like, being slighted by not getting enough credit is really can be very, very painful. And I think we all probably know what it's like to watch somebody take credit for your work. And it is, it just feels terrible.
Yeah.
And I, that sucks. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great advice.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think that's all we have for the show.
You know what you have?
What?
Credits.
Yes, we have credit. That's a great transition. Thank you. Well, first, let me thank Julia and TK. Y'all were so great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's all for the show in terms of credits. The show was produced by Megan Dietry.
Woo!
Woo! Haley Hirschman.
Woo!
Eliza Mills.
Woo!
And Muna Danish. Thank you all. Y'all were such a great audience. Thank you so much for our first live show. All right, hope you all enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun. Thanks again to Julia Furlan and Keisha TK Dutess. If you have complicated work or money issues that you need help navigating, you can shoot us a note at uncomfortable@marketplace.org, and we'll get the answers you need from smart and charming friends of the pod. This episode was recorded live at Work It, a women's podcast festival from WNYC at the Ace Hotel Theater in LA, October 2019. And we can't leave, of course, without even more credits. Charlton Thorpe is our technical director. Tony Wagner is our digital producer. Editing support from Peter Balanon-Rosen. Satara Nieves is the executive director of On Demand. And Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager of Marketplace. And our theme music is by Wonderly. All right, catch y'all next week.